If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back to The Wedding Buzz. It's your host, Sydney, and I'm so excited to be joined by Kaylee. She's been on the podcast before. She is one of my assistants. She does social media for Delightful Planning and for The Wedding Buzz. She's amazing on wedding day. She also is a content creator, so go follow her, Kaylee Lauren Photography. But hi, Kaylee. Thanks for joining me again.
Hey, how are you?
I'm glad. It's so good to see you. It's been a minute. I feel like we've talked on the phone, but I haven't seen your face in a little bit. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. Okay,
well, we were chatting and like, really great. What should we talk about? And one thing that came to mind was the topic of Bridezilla. And there's a lot of drama that happens in the wedding planning process. And sometimes brides become bridezillas, but also other people can act crazy during the wedding planning process. And sometimes moms, sisters, friends really like just lose their minds a little bit. Like I had one bride a few months ago was telling me that like on her bachelorette trip, one of her bridesmaids was like just being awful and like making fun of the groom and being like, he's so ugly and like all this stuff. And like she ended up not having her at the wedding. And I was like, that's so valid to be upset. Like if one of my best friends who's close enough that I asked them to be a bridesmaid is like bullying me, like I don't think she's a bridezilla for kicking her out of the wedding. Like that's so valid. Kaylee and I thought it would be fun to like talk through some of these bridezilla moments or valid. Because Kaylee and I are always here for the tea and drama. So to dive in, weddings are emotional. Everyone handles stress differently. We've seen a lot of crazy people then, and weddings can get so chaotic. I right now have two mother-in-laws that are fighting over the wedding. People are unhinged. So let's talk about it. All right, let's start with some like rapid fire scenarios. The bride's upset because it rained.
That's valid. What do you think? Yeah. I mean, like, highly upset? I don't know. Nobody can control the weather. But, like, to be a little upset, that's valid, you know?
Yeah. I think it's valid to be, like, sad. Not valid to let it, like, go absolutely crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But valid. All right. Bride wants the guests to wear a specific color palette.
I feel like it's valid. It just makes for really aesthetic photos and stuff. So
I do think it's valid. I think it has to be like a, who did I see talking about this? I think it was Priscilla Block. Do you know Priscilla Block? She's a country singer.
Mm-mm.
You probably know some of her songs, but she was talking about this. She was like, I got this invitation. It's like coastal country chic cocktail, blah, blah, blah. She was like, the attire needs to have like no more than two words, like cocktail attire, black tie, or like, you know, I don't know how to say it nicely, but like wear everyone wear black or everyone wear red or like something like that. But people can get a little crazy with the like, have you ever gotten an invitation? You're like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's valid, but like to a point. All right. Couple spends $15,000 on florals, but cuts the photography budget.
Not valid.
Well, it's valid. I think you got to spend money on a good photographer that you're going to have forever rather than flowers that are just going to die at the end of the night.
And you want the $15K in florals photographed well. So
That's true. All right. Bride's crying because the candles are ivory instead of white.
Crying? I don't know. I don't know about that. But also, I feel like that's something that you're not going to notice the day of. Maybe crying over after the fact of like, no one caught that. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Depends if it, like, some of these are, like, on the line. Some of these are, like, it's okay to be annoyed, but it's not okay to have a temper tantrum. I feel like is where it's, like, you're allowed to be annoyed if things are the wrong color. I just ordered something the other day, and when it came, I was, like, this is the wrong color, and it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, groom disappears during cocktail hour.
You're fully allowed to be a bridezilla.
Valid. Mm-hmm. Valid. Valid freak out. I'm going to freak out. Bridesmaid is complaining about paying for hair and makeup.
That's hard. It's hard. I'm going to say, like, it's valid for the bride to be upset over that. I feel like there's very few things that anyone who's asked to be in a bridal party should be, like, complaining about, you know? At least to the bride. If you want to complain amongst yourselves, that's one thing. Don't go to the bride about it. She has enough on her plate.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that when you sign up for, it's like when you sign up for being a bridesmaid, you're signing up, like most people, you're going to like have hair, makeup and all that. You're going to have to buy a dress. But also, it's, I think it's valid that the bride wants everyone to have their hair and makeup like professionally done so no one's looking crazy. All right, couple wants a luxury wedding for a $20,000 budget.
Not valid.
Not valid. Get off Pinterest and get in touch some grass.
Touch grass. Get in touch
with, touch grass. Unless you're having a luxury wedding for like 10 people. Like,
yeah.
Five.
Yeah. But if you want to have like a 200 person wedding, like, I'm sorry, read the room a bit.
And like, I don't mean to be harsh, but like at a certain point, I'm like, I don't even feel bad for you freaking out anymore. Like, if you want nice things, they're gonna cost money. Like, it is what it is. But I did in April, you weren't there, but we did, I would say, a pretty luxury wedding. It was at a private estate in Palm Beach. But the guest count was like 16. And so they probably spent 20,000, maybe less, you know, because it was at a private home, but it was 16 people. So it was very luxury and high end feeling, but it was 16 people. So, all right. Bride asked planner to steam 14 bridesmaids dresses the morning of the wedding.
Not valid. That is a bridesmaid job. Anytime I've been a part of a wedding, I offer up that service before I get my hair and makeup done because somebody has to do it, but not your planner.
Yeah, I don't think it's the planner's job. I mean, I think it's part of our job to jump in and help, like when needed, or like if there's, you know, one person, but. No, the bridesmaids are literally sitting around doing nothing. Like, they can steam their own dresses. Yeah, I feel like that would definitely be, like, an add-on service. Like, if someone asked me, hey, can someone on your team be there to steam all the dresses? I would say yes and charge them for an additional assistant.
Yeah, that's, like, an actual business that I've seen before is they hire someone to come steam the bride's dress and the bridesmaid's dresses and... Honestly, not a bad business, but
yeah. But like freaking out the morning of, no. Guess RSVP yes, and then bring three extra people.
Go full bridezilla, girl. This just recently happened to me. People brought extra guests and they were coming up, oh, we need extra chairs at this table. And I'm like, I'm sorry, the max, like, look around this table. Like, I said it obviously very nicely. I said, I'm so sorry, we cannot fit another chair at this table because their chairs were literally touching. Like, I'm sorry, you didn't RSVP. And then we ran out of food, so
great.
Yeah. But,
and like, somehow that's like the planner's fault, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Bride's freaking out over timeline delays.
It's one of those things, again, where I think it's valid to be upset because the day goes by so fast.
Yes.
But also things happen. Some things are unavoidable. I don't think...
A lot of these are like to a point. You got to keep it calm. And then, I mean, I think you got to keep it calm the whole day. Going crazy is not going to fix anything. But like being upset, like, I think to a point, it's like things happen. But if it's like because someone is like straight, like the vendor's not doing their job, like, you know, because the photographer showed up an hour late or like, you know, because of those things, like then it's super valid of being upset. But you also like can't let it ruin the whole day and just kind of figure out how to navigate it. How about brides wanting an unplugged ceremony?
It's so valid.
So what's your version of like unplugged? Like no, like people have, like the guests have no phones?
Yeah, just the guests. I mean, yeah, silence your cell phone, put it in your pocket. You're going to see all of the professional pictures and content and video on social media.
I agree. I do agree with that. I've had one bride that wanted like unplugged, meaning the officiant didn't have a microphone. And like, you just couldn't hear anything. And I was like, why do you want this unplugged? Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Do you want your guests to hear? Have you been to a ceremony where you just can't hear? It's really awkward.
Yeah.
You sit there in silence. It's really weird. Make sure your officiant has a microphone.
For sure.
All right. Brides being annoyed that guests ignore the RSVP deadline.
I think it's valid, but I'm also, I'm that guest that's kind of bad about sitting there to speak feedback.
I think like you have a realistic expectation that like not everyone's going to RSVP in time. But like there are some people that the week of the wedding, they're like, oh, hey, I'm coming now. And it's like, dude, like that's valid to be annoyed.
Yeah.
All right. The bride wanting alone time on the wedding day with her husband.
That's valid.
I think that's valid.
Mm-hmm.
That's super valid. I love when couples want to take like 15 minutes to just like sit and chill. You're with your bridesmaids and the groomsmen and family and guests like all day long on your special day. Like, not, I mean, don't go off for hours, but like 15 minutes. Yeah. Take 15 minutes. The guests will be fine. Give them some food. They're fine. Being upset when the decor setup is wrong.
That's valid. That's also why you have a planner, so we oversee those things.
Mm-hmm. It's valid. All right. Yelling at vendors. Bridezilla.
Bridezilla.
Changing the floor plan 10 times.
Bridezilla.
Bridezilla. Have you been at weddings? I can't even think of which specific bride it was, but have you been at weddings with me? Where, like, the list that the bride gave me and to put out the place cards and all that was different than the seating chart. You were there for that, right?
Yeah.
You guys listening. So, this bride, the morning of the wedding, was it the morning? So, she made her seating chart herself, like, the physical sign. She made it herself. And the... You know, part of our job is putting out place cards, like the S4 cards. So at each table setting, where each meal is going to go. And then the venue also needs to know, because if people pre-order like chicken or steak or fish or vegetarian or vegan or allergies, they need to know where each person is sitting. So they know to bring this vegan meal to table 5 to this seat, you know? It's not a restaurant. We don't want the waiters having to like take everyone's order. And so... We give that list and a map of all the guests to the catering, and they do, you know, most venues do a beautiful job of this being a seamless process. But the other kicker beyond just like the food being wrong, because she like changed the seating chart, was like, okay, our map said table 5 had 8 chairs and table 6 had 9 chairs or whatever it was. So we go through and check all the chairs and make sure that it's perfect. Well, she changed the seating chart. So now guests were going to their table and they're like, my name's not here. There's not even a chair for me. And I was like, why did you do this? Like, why would you not think, you know what? Even if she wanted to change the seating chart that day, we would have done it for her. Like, mm-hmm. we would have smiled and been like, okay, we'll change it for you. But like, to wait, to not tell us, like, why? Just, I don't know. We got it done. It's fine. Like, we rearrange people and, you know, we always figure it out. But it's just the only, I mean, other than annoying us for like 5 minutes, the only other thing that it did was like make your guest experience worse, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't change your floor plan 10 times, especially not the day of.
No.
let's see. Brides demanding impossible like timelines and setup times. Obviously, that's like Bridezilla. Let's see. Expecting luxury on a tiny budget. We kind of touched on that. And a Bridezilla.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your opinion? What is something that brides apologize for that actually isn't a big deal?
Family members. Like, girl, mm-hmm. I get it. You don't have to apologize for them. They're grown adults. If they feel sorry, they should just apologize.
Yeah.
One time I had a bride, this was like the end of the night. It was like a private estate wedding and they were like continuing the party, but the DJ left, like we were packing up and she's, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But like, do you have a phone charger? I was like, oh, like, yeah, I always have a battery pack on me. Here, charge your phone until I leave. And she's like, okay, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize I hadn't charged my phone today. I'm like, girl, stop apologizing. It's okay.
Right. Okay. I also had... Oh, I hear Mia.
That, I was just thinking about how she hadn't barked all this time.
Mia is Kaylee's puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Not puppy, she's old, but...
15-year-old puppy.
I don't even know if in the recording you guys heard her bark. But anyway, we had one bride that was like the nicest person and was just like, oh my God, like I don't know, we brought her like water or something. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm like, stop apologizing. It's okay. Like, that's our job. Like, it's okay. We're happy to do it. But I would take a sweet bride all day long over a bridezilla, you know? I don't even like saying the word bridezilla because I think that like a lot of these things we did say valid. Like a lot of these things we said valid to be upset. I think it's just like how you handle it. But I feel like we're pretty lucky. Like we've had good, for the most part. Like we have good brides. We have really, really good brides. What behavior stresses vendors out the most, do you think?
I feel like when vendors aren't all working together. Mm-hmm. I've worked some wedding days where like some vendors just don't want to collaborate. They ignore the timeline completely. They just want to go and do their own thing. And it's like, this is a collaborative effort. We were all hired by the same person to get this job done, you know?
Do you remember the one that I was like, hi, like, where would you like to do the first look? And they were like, I don't know, we're going to wing it. And like, wouldn't tell me where they wanted to do the first look. And I was like, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I am going to lose my mind. Like, that was a rough one. I mean, we got through the day. It was fine. Like, the actual wedding day was fine. But, like, that photographer-planner dynamic that day was rough. And, like, not to toot my own horn, but I feel like I can get along with, like, anyone. Like, I get along with most vendors. Like, we figure our way out, you know? That one was rough. How about, like, things that brides do that stress out the vendors?
It's a hard one. The only thing I can think of is just, like, unrealistic expectations.
Yeah. I know the one thing for me, it's not the bride, it's the family more so. Sometimes the bride, when, like, if they're getting ready on property, and they keep coming into the reception space to like micromanage. And it's like 5 hours before ceremony is even starting. And they're like, it's not set up. And I'm like, yeah, like the florist isn't even here yet. Like, calm down. we're not even started yet. Like, it's going to be fine, but like, we mm-hmm. can't put the tables in the right spot yet because we have to lay the dance floor first. Or like, you know, like, I'm like, get out of here. Like, when the bridesmaids and the moms, and like, when I can tell that the bridesmaids are like, I'm going to go supervise, like, for you, bride. And I'm like, okay, you know, be there for your friend, but also like, whoa.
Yeah.
I know that like stresses vendors out because like this, you know, like, you got to trust the process, and things are messy before they're like perfect as we're setting up a room. So sometimes I'm just like, can you wait? Like, when we're done, you can come take a look. And if something is wrong, tell me. Like, that's fine. But like, just everybody's calm down. Everybody's mm-hmm. calm down. Have you had any funny wedding day meltdowns?
Not with like a bride or groom.
Have you had a meltdown?
I did, actually.
Recently?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me on my wedding yeah. day. No.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever had a bride or groom like have a meltdown. Honestly.
Have you had a meltdown on a wedding day?
Oh, yes. Like working it?
Yeah, working.
Working it, yes. Sorry, I'm like in La La Land, I guess.
Good, you're good.
Yes, but like that's when you're like, okay, I'm just going to like run to the restroom really fast and like keep it brief and text your mom and then like, you know, wipe tears and get back to work. And it's like yeah. over things that no one ever notices, you know?
Yeah.
There was one wedding where I worked where it's like one thing after another, after another, after another, just kept getting more like difficult or like wrong or like, you know, a sign broke and we had to glue it back together and just like little things that like culminate. Those are the days where I'm just like, I'm going to go to the bathroom for a minute. And I'm actually in there just like, crying just a little bit,
just a couple tears and you wipe them and you're good. Mm-hmm. I haven't had that many full meltdowns. I mean, like none that the bride ever has seen, you know. I've had frustrating moments. I know one time, this was like early, it was one of my first weddings where I just simply like did not realize, but I showed up and it was a backyard wedding. They expected me to set up like the whole thing. Like they had rentals delivered and it was in the garage and they expected me to like set the table, set the linen, set the forks, the knives, the plates, everything. And which again, like now that's like my mistake because I wasn't clear on who was setting everything up. And they were like, oh yeah, we got that covered and everything's been like coming the day before. And I thought that they were like, it was coming the day before and they were putting it out the day before. I didn't realize that they were dropping it in the garage and then they wanted Sydney to set everything up. I mean, lugging chairs like from the garage around the house. Like, it was horrible and it was hot. It was Florida outside, like May. And I was not dressed to like, I mean, it's basically like a workout, you know, like I think I was wearing pants and I was hot and like it was straight in the sun. There was no shade or anything. And I like literally felt like I was gonna pass out. Like it was awful. And I definitely like went in the garage and cried for a second. But then whatever, got it together and got the day done and edited my contract. And now we don't make that mistake anymore. Yeah. I've had like annoying things. I feel like I have like little like side freakouts to like my team, like oh, but full meltdowns, that was probably my only actual full meltdown on a wedding day. What do guests do that cause chaos
outside alcohol?
Yes,
alcohol, getting too drunk.
And when she says outside alcohol, you guys, a lot of venues, like, it's in their policy that you're not allowed to bring outside alcohol because it, like, affects their liquor license and it's a liability. And so when people bring outside alcohol all day long, the venue is like, you can't have that. You can't have that. And then they end up, like, yelling at us to, like, they can't have that. And I'm like, do you think that I brought it? Like, no, I'm not allowed. Like, so then if I see it, I have to be like, hey, you guys, you can't have that. The venue is going to take it away. Sometimes then the venue does, like, confiscate the alcohol because it's in their contract that they can do that. And then people freak out. Like, oh my gosh, that was a 200 bottle of whiskey. Like, how dare they take it from me? And I'm like, it just is messy and unnecessary.
Save the getting obliterated for after you leave the venue, please. It's just not fun for anyone when you get too drunk and then you see that person trying to figure out how they're getting home, and just to have an after party if you want to get obliterated.
There's really a fine line between, like, getting, you know, drunk and having a good old time and getting so wasted that, like, now your friends all have to take care of you and it's just messy. You know, messy. Like, something else that guests do that cause chaos is, like, with the ceremony, if they show up way too early or way too late. You show up way too early, it's like, we're not ready. Like, you're an hour plus early. Like, everything's not ready. You know, we're ready 30, 45 minutes before. But no, like, there are some things that we just, like, we can't light candles that early. We can't, like, put flowers outside in the wind, like, that early, or they're going to get destroyed, you know? So it's, the timing of that is hard. So when guests show up, like, ridiculously early, and then they're like, where do I go? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, not here. Or when guests are late. I mean, I've had guests, like, fighting me to, like, walk through a ceremony as the bride is walking down. And I'm like, no, like, once the bride is down the aisle, you can go quietly sit in the back. But, like, get out the way, you know? Like, that's really it. But most people are good. I know we're kind of, like, crap talking, but, like, most guests are good. Most brides are good. Most things are valid. But there's always few. There's always a few. All right. So I think these things are instant bridezilla, but, like, disrespecting vendors, screaming, yelling at staff, instant bridezilla, treating the bridal party badly. I've definitely had some, like, drill sergeant type brides that are just, like, yelling. Whoa. Chill.
Yeah, remember these are your best friends, and you still want to be best friends with them afterwards.
So. Yes, yes. Everyone needs to calm down. Expecting free labor of just having way too high of expectations. Sometimes it's like, okay. And again, we talked about it before, but, like, unrealistic budgets with, like, impossible expectations. It's just like, touch some grass, you know, like, get over yourself.
Literally, I saw a TikTok today that was like, you know, you don't drive through a neighborhood that has multi-million dollar houses and be like, that's the house that I want.
Right.
It should be the same way with weddings. Like, you're not going to go to look at Millie Bobby Brown's wedding photos and be like, yep, that's the wedding I want. Like, just bring the expectations down a little bit. It sucks. It does. Yeah. But it's just one of those things.
Yeah. I agree. I wish that everyone had a big budget and I wish the world was not as expensive as it is. But at a certain point, we got to accept reality. And plan a wedding that's within our means. And it could still be beautiful. It could still be beautiful. All right. Some actually valid things. I think, like, timeline flow, wanting it to flow well and smooth, I feel like is pretty valid. You know, to a point. Wanting guest experience to be good and to flow well. And vendors doing what's promised. And it's valid. And family, like, actually do, like, helping and getting along and expecting family to behave and wedding party to behave. Valid.
Yeah.
All valid. Well, at the end of the day, weddings are emotional and stressful, and a lot of, you know, things can cause stress. But I think that you can care deeply about your wedding without becoming a bridezilla. And like I said, I've said this like so many times on the podcast, like today's episode, but throughout the years, like, I don't even love the term bridezilla because I think that there's a lot of pressure. And like Kaylee and I said, like, a lot of these things are valid. It's okay. It's a lot of them are valid, but make sure that you are, like, you know, communicating clearly and taking a deep breath so that it, you know, doesn't escalate to a bridezilla situation. And honestly, sometimes, you know, it's not just that the bride is a bridezilla. Like, sometimes the vendors are the problem. Most of the time, it's like the family is the problem or the bridesmaids. Like, a lot of the brides are really sweet. Do you find that? Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't think of a single couple that I've had that's had a meltdown. So,
yeah. I haven't had anything bad. I did. Oh, I did have one. It wasn't on the wedding day. It was the rehearsal. The groom's dad kind of snapped at the bride a little bit. And was like, are you ready? Or, like, I forget what he said, but I don't even think he meant it bad. They came from, like, two different cultures. And I just think that, like, the way that the groom's dad, like, spoke was very, like, normal in, like, his culture. But it seemed very, like, abrupt for her. And she ran out of there, like, sobbing, being like, I'm done. I'm not doing it. I'm done. Like, your dad yelled at me. I'm done. And I was like, like, it's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I was a little bridezilla. But it's okay. It's okay. We calmed her down and we did it. But that was, I forgot about that. I was actually like, oh, no. Oh, no. Like, the bride is sobbing and being like, I'm done. I'm not doing it. And I was like, girl, we have been planning for a full year. A full year. And I was like, you were getting down that aisle. We are doing this.
Oh.
She was fine. She was fine. She's had a moment. It's okay. It's okay. Well, if you guys have bridezilla stories, I would love to hear them. So, send me your stories. Maybe we'll do a follow-up episode one day if we get some good stories on, you know, crazy wedding stories, bridezilla moments, family, momzilla moments. Send us your hot takes and your wedding drama. Anything else you want to add?
No, I can't think of anything. If you get some really good stories, I'd love to hear the tea, but...
Kaylee and I are always here for the tea. Mm-hmm. We're definitely always here for the tea. But yeah, if you're planning a wedding, take a breath. You know, remember that Kaylee and I did say a lot of things are valid. So we do think you're valid, but try to communicate before things escalate to bridezilla. And remember the point of the day. The point of the day is that you're getting married and you love your fiance and you want to spend forever with them. And the color of the napkin... or the color of the candle or whatever will be okay. You're valid to be upset, but, like, it will be okay. So anyway, well, thank you for joining me, Kaylin. It's always fun chatting with you, and you're great to talk about tea and bridezilla moments with. So
thank you for having me. I've loved the little tea sesh.
Yes. Yes. That's what we needed this morning, is a little tea sesh. Well, as always, if you guys need help planning your weddings, we would love to help you. Delightfulplanning.com. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.